Hey folks, I'm Dr. Amy Perlman. I'm here at the AUA in Washington, D.C. with my partner in podcast, Dr. Larry Lipschultz.
Hello. Hi. It's a pleasure being here.
And we have Shane here with us today. Shane, say hello to the crew.
Hey, good
Shane
afternoon.
Shane Kronstadt.
Yeah.
He has a last name.
He does have a last name.
Not sure.
So why don't you give our audience a little brief history on who you are?
Sure. I'm Shane Kronstadt. I'm finishing my third year of residency with Dr. Lipschultz at Baylor in Houston. My prior career was a Navy SEAL for 10 years in combat medic, and got interested when I was in Afghanistan working with wounded people and soldiers and
but
locals.
Just to take a step back, at that point in time, you had not gone to medical school.
No, sir.
Right. Isn't that fascinating? Mm-hmm. So he was out on the battlefield as a medic and did not go to medical school until afterwards.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It was very unusual.
Yeah, thank
you. Think?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And so I did that. I spent some time at some surgical teams, got very inspired by that and decided to pursue a career in surgery and originally in the military. And then eventually things kind of died down and I transitioned out.
Was it a military residency? Did you do a private residency?
No.
I mean, not residency, medical school.
Oh, medical school. I got out of the military and went to Rutgers. And since I was in the military for 10 years, they paid for all my school. Everything was covered. So that was great.
It's a good
I'm grateful
move.
For that. Yes, sir.
Good way to get your medical education.
Yes, but you continue to contribute to the military and for your colleagues there. And you're doing research now
in
that space.
Yeah, we've published some really good information about from the Department of Defense Trauma Registry. We did an updated series of 10 to 15 years of data over 30,000 patients. And in one series, close to 40,000 patients and 3,500 children. And so we did an analysis. We published in Journal of Urology on the adults. And then we did a series in Journal of Pediatric Surgery on the kids. And then we're going to present a podium comparative analysis at South Central Section. And then we've done a few papers on different exposures. You know, probably the Agent Orange of the post-9/11 Iraq-Afghanistan conflicts are burn pits. Which, you know, they burn any austere environment, so it might not be going away.
I got him to look at fertility.
Yeah.
Dr. Lipschultz had a good idea about fertility. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at that now. And, you know, they have lots of cancer-causing chemicals that are harmful to the testicles and many other organs in the body. So we published some papers that showed increased risk of bladder cancer, prostate cancer. And then we worked with the BCAN Foundation, and they had some research, and we contributed some of ours, and then it was not previously covered, and we got urothelial and bladder cancer covered for all the VAs.
Wow.
And so that's great. So now people can get coverage and treatment.
So my hope would be that if we find anything related to the burn pits and fertility, that fertility will start being a covered problem with the military, because it's very difficult right now.
And that's what we're looking at right now, and we're hoping to do. The PACT Act is a burn pit act, and it helps veterans get treatment related to that. And so we found in the research we're doing with Dr. Lipschultz, the burn pits have been associated with a lot of these cancer-causing chemicals and testicle harmful, reproductive harming chemicals. And we did some, I won't spoil everything for you, but we did some surveys through the foundations, through the military foundations.
Sequestered data, right?
What's that?
Sequestered data. We can't share
Don't
everything
share.
Yet. No,
okay.
Some.
But we did see most of the post-9/11 veterans. And most of them had exposures, and a lot of them had TBIs, traumatic brain injuries or concussion events, or were near them. And we saw much significantly higher miscarriage rates, infertility rates, hypogonadism. And we have lots of reasons about why we think that may be with increased DNA fragmentation from the toxins or, you know, like you said, I won't spoil everything for South Central, but we've got a lot of great data. We've got three presentations on that. And then we've got a plenary session with the resident essay finalists that we're going to present.
Wow.
At the South Central.
Yeah.
South Central.
So what I'm hearing from
Are you
in
the South Central?
No. Southeast. What I'm hearing from you is sometimes a good place to start in terms of being an advocate and maybe paying it forward, right, for people that are serving our country is to start with the research. Right. And if we can help get some of this care covered for our veterans, then that is perhaps one of the most impactful ways that you can advocate.
I mean,
for people
my personal bias is that I think men who have been deployed should get whatever they think they need, because look what they've donated in terms of their life to keep us all safe. And they have to go argue with the VA to get coverage half the time.
And there's a great foundation, Home Base Foundation is one that's been helping a lot of veterans get coverage they need, especially post 9/11, various things. And so we do hope to help get that covered because we looked at a lot of the emotional impact and financial impact, and people are going through many rounds of IVF, very high miscarriage rates, and you're spending tens to thousands of dollars, some of their couples up to $60,000.
Wow.
And you know, for a lot of people, that's really not affordable. And so, especially if it's related to some exposures or toxins or injuries, there should be some system in place to help them get what they need.
Yeah, so you're addressing the environmental and the financial toxicity so often associated with care.
Yes.
Shane, always good to see you.
Thank you.
We're so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
for serving. Good to see you again. Thank you for your time. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for your service. Sir.